This is Sandy Brown Jensen, and you're listening to This City.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery at the Hult Center and going downstairs to the 2012 Mayor's Art Show. It's up and running. It runs through October 6th. Lots of stuff, as usual. It's always a big highlight in Eugene for the Mayor's Art Show. What's your favorite?
Well, when I go to an art show, I look for things that are strange, things that are beautiful or revealing or interesting. So I thought today I'd start with strange. There was a wonderful video audio installation by Jeff Goolsby that had to be viewed through a waist-high peephole. So you were looking down from this God's eye view onto an agitated man who was far, far away in a very confined space. He's pacing and he's talking violently to himself while this omniscient female voice is using conflict management language, you know, like, is that right? You know, can I help you? Anything else? In an effort to soothe him. It was interesting to me that this is a waist high because I had to bend over. I was in a fairly short skirt, so I presented also an interesting view to other gallery goers. So
yes,
the whole thing was quite intriguing.
I did see you over there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. And the shape of this thing, for more in context here, it's just a big black wooden box, mm-hmm. probably 40 inches tall, with this little bitty brass mm-hmm. eyepiece and then a set of headphones hanging there. And
So it's a very satiric look at conflict management language. And I mean, obviously, Jeff's having a great laugh while he's also getting a real cutting edge critique as well.
Yeah, that was probably.
He was up to quite a bit in this piece, I thought.
That was probably the most modern sort of digital mm-hmm. Effort in the show.
So, did you see anything more traditional that you liked?
My favorite was by Terry McGillrath. It's called 5x5. It's an acrylic. And I followed his work for several years. And I don't think he usually gets in the Mayor's Show. So this was nice to see him represented. It almost looks like cave paintings. Lots of symbols, very mysterious. I just enjoy seeing what he's up to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw another three-dimensional piece that I liked. I was really taken by the variety of textures and shapes that they had in the show. It's a very cool artist book that is displayed on edge with a five-pointed star shape. Mm-hmm. And each page features a different cutout, kind of pop-out bird, like an owl or a peacock. Mm-hmm. It's called Aviary, created by two artists, Susan Loudermilk from LCC, my colleague, and Talmadge Doyle, who did the plate etchings, and Susan designed the book. And it's just beautiful.
And they have it displayed nicely, too. Mm-hmm. It's in a covered case, but it's kind of gripped in the middle, and then the pages are open. It looks like mm-hmm. a star pattern. Mm-hmm. So you really get to see several pages, not just mm-hmm. two open pages. Well, one that really surprised me as I walked up to it, I thought at first it was a glass mosaic. It has that look. But when I got closer, I realized it was a textile, very meticulously done. It has a nice story. It has some shapes. The name of it is The Secret Life of Clams by Mary Livy.
Oh, yes.
And I was just totally surprised by the texture, the quality, the color, everything. And there were a couple other textile pieces in that were very nicely done.
Yeah. Another example of a seaside theme in textiles art came from Betsy Norris. It was called Nautilus and Company. It was around the other side of that panel. And she printed her own photos on fabric, and then she collaged them on these large blue batik fabrics, then organza and tooling. And she had layers and layers. She added fabrics and old jewelry beads and shells to make quite an amazing presentation piece.
Right. We're talking about the Eugene Mayer Show at the Jacobs Gallery. It does run through October 6th. One by the front door there that I enjoyed looking at, and I know Jan, so it's always nice to see what she's up to. It's by Jan Halverson. It's called Something Quiet, and it's a pastel of a chair sitting in a very empty kind of dark room. It's very mysterious. It looks like a oil painting at first, but Jan just works the heck out of these pastels and then rubs them, and so that it doesn't look like what you think a pastel looks like. But mm-hmm. it's a nice piece. It's really Very mysterious as well. You kind of wonder what's going on.
I love her work. Yeah. The Juror's Choice Award went to a really very large pottery pot. It's coil built of terracotta, so it's so wonderfully textural with white slip and glaze. So you've got the combination of this very refined classic pot with this very exciting and primitive approach to glazing and patterning. I wanted to hug it.
That would be wrong. One that just made me chuckle was one called Three Amigos. It's a gouache by Charlene Delage, and it's a portrait of three cows, I guess, and it's just sort of their heads, and they're looking at you sort of. You can almost see their heads bobble away. Yeah, that one was fun.
Well, there was photography, pottery, ceramics, textile, so much to look at.
The show does run through October 6th, Eugene Mayer's show at the Jacobs Gallery. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.